avid Star Wars fan, but he was going to die from lung cancer prior to the release of the movie.
他是一个星球大战的很这个热情的粉丝，但是他因为得了这个肺癌，所以他可能在这个电影叫正式发布之前，他可能就要死亡。
So Disney granted him his dying wish.
所以迪士尼给他一个满足他的一个愿望。
And he enjoyed a private preview of the Infinity movie two months prior to its release.
所以他有一个机会在这个电影还完成之前的两个月看一个这个迪士尼给他一个机会来在一个私人的场合来看这个电影。
And he did die a few weeks before the release of the movie.
结果他真的是在这个电影正式发布之前的几个星期他去世了。
What we do before we die can sometimes be telling of what is important to us.
你想你在你死亡之前你要做什么，其实能告诉我们你很多你想做什么。
And what we do with our time on earth tells us what we care about.
你怎么样花你这个地上的时间，实际上也真正可以显示出你到底什么是你关心的。
What are some of the things you want to accomplish?
什么是你们希望完成的？
Get married, have children, successful career.
结婚生孩子，或者还有一个成功的职业。
Watch your grandkids graduate from college.
或者看你的孙子孙女们从大学毕业。
Build something monumental.
建立一些非常有纪念意义的东西。
What if you knew you only had certain days left? How would you live? Would you live differently?
如果你知道你有多少天还留下的话，你会怎么样生活？你会生活的不一样吗？
Today in your Psalm 90, we have a prayer written by Moses.
今天我们看的这个诗篇九十篇是摩西一个祷告。
Likely he wrote it as they were wandering in the desert for 40 years.
很可能他是写这个祷告的时候的，他是在这个旷野里漂流四十年的一个时间。
This gives him a lot of time to think.
这给他很多时间头去想。
How much life was wasted in that desert?
多少时间浪费了在这个沙漠里面呢？
How many times you think the question only if gone through his head? If only this, if only that have gone through his head.
你想想，他是不是他经常想，如果假如没有，假如怎么样怎么样，这个问题是不是在脑袋里经常出现呢？
So near the end of Moses' days, he gave his last sermon. That's what we have in the book of Deuteronomy. He gives his last sermon to Israel.
所以这个时候是他在可能是在摩西在他生命要结束的快要结束的尽头，他给了以色列人的一个讲道。
And afterwards,
之后
，Moses climbed Mount Nebo from the plains of Moab to the top of Pisgah, across from Jericho, where the Lord showed him the whole land from Gilead to Dan.All of Naphtali, the territory of Ephraim and Manasseh, all the land of Judah, as far as the Mediterranean Sea, the Negev, and the whole region from the valley of Jericho, the city of palms as far as Zoar. Then the Lord said to him, This is the land I promised an oath to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, when I said, I will give it to your descendants. I have let you see it with your eyes.But you will not cross over into it.
在生命记的三十四章一到四节这么记载的：摩西从摩亚平原登尼波山，到了那与耶利哥相对的比斯加山顶，耶和华将基列全地，直到但拿夫他利全地，以利法林马拉西的地，犹太全地，直到西海。南地和中树城耶利哥的平原，直到所有都指给他看。耶和华对他说：“这是我向亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各起誓应许之地，说我必将这地赐给你的后裔。现在我使你眼睛看见了，你却不得过到那里去。”
The next verse records the death of Moses.
这下一个章节是讲这个摩西在这个摩亚。
Imagine Moses penning this Psalm 90, as he looks over Mount Pisgah. He reflects on his life and what's going on.
你可以想象一下，他当时写这个，他是站在这个 比斯加这个山的山顶上，他想写这个这一篇这个诗篇，他是回想他的生命。
It reflects on the contrast between the everlasting God and mortal man.
他是在想这个一个永恒的神和我们这个必死的人之间的一个巨大的这个差别和反差。
Then he ponders man's sin and disobedience.
而且他也想到人的这个罪和人的这个不顺服。
This he knows too well from the 40 years.
因为他从他的这个生活的那个对这个事情很了解。
Then he pens a prayer for the next generation.
所以他写下这个诗篇。
Teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom.
求你这个诗篇开始说，求你指教我们怎样数算自己的日子，叫我们得到智慧的心。
As we start this year, let's consider what it means to number our days.
当我们进入这个新的一年的时候，让我们来想一想，这个数算自己的日子到底意味着什么呢？
At the beginning of this psalm, we see the contrast between the eternal God and mortal man in the first six verses.
在这个诗篇的一开始，我们看到一个永恒的神和这个必死的人之间他们的一个巨大的反差。
It is in God that man we take shelter.
在神里面，我们是我们避难我们的避难所。
Man's existence, man's livelihood is entirely within God's hands.
我们人的这个存在，我们人的生命，全是在神的手中。
But God's existence has nothing; is not dependent on ours.
但是神的他的存在是跟我们完全不用依靠我们的。
Before creation, before the world was brought forth, before the mountains were created, God is God.
在这个创造之前，在这个世界被创造出来之前，那所有三倍创造之前，神已经是神了。
He is the great I am.
他就是他。
And to the Lord, a thousand years is like a day.
对神来说，一千年就像一天。
More so, we are but dust.
另外我们呢，其实就是一些尘土。
The bodies of the great kings of the past are but dust and ashes today.
过去的这些伟大的君王，他们身体现在看看就是一个尘土。
Just like a flood washing over the land, history is erased. Dust is blown away.
就像这个洪水，泛滥这个全地之后，这个历史就会重新这个改写了。
By waking up from a dream, human life is fragile.
就像我们从梦中醒来一样，我们感到人的生命是多么的脆弱。
This is a stark contrast to the eternal, majestic God.
这个和我们这个伟大的永恒的神相比的话，我们来看到这是一个巨大的反差。
Genesis 2:7 teaches that man is made from the dust of the ground.
在创世纪二章七节告诉我们，这个人是从尘土里所造。
And today we can even quantify what makes up human beings in terms of the elements.
今天我们甚至可以这个定量的分析我们这个人体是这个尘土是怎么组成的。
Oxygen, carbon, hydrogen, nitrogen, calcium, and phosphorus make up 99% of our physical being.
六种元素，氧、碳、氢、氮、钙和磷，却组成我们大概99%我们身体的一部分。
So being mortal and being dust, what of our soul?
所以我们是必死必朽坏的，我们是来自于尘土，但是我们的灵魂呢？
What is our hope? What is our legacy? What is our significance?
我们的对我们的希望是在哪里呢？
These verses point that our hope for frail humanity is to dwell with the majestic eternal God.
对我们这个脆弱的必朽坏的必死的人来说的话，我们唯一的希望是和神和我们这个永恒的神在一起。
Man is not only weak and mortal; we are bound by time.
人类不仅是软弱，而且是必死的，而且我们是被时间所限制。
We also find in verses 7-11 that our days are difficult.
我们在这个第七节到第十节，我们看到我们的生命，我们的生命是很困难的。
Our sins put us at ends to God's anger.
因为我们的罪，我们在神的愤怒之下。
And God's judgment or sins, even private ones, would be exposed.
我们的罪即使是私下的这个也是一切都在神的都被神看见。
They shame us and that it caused God's anger against us.
他让我们羞愧也让神对我们发怒。
In the book of Revelation, we see God's judgment.
在这个最后一本书的这个启示录里面，神给我们显示他的最后的这个审判。
And I saw a great white throne, and him who was seated on it. From his presence, earth and sky fled away, and no place was found for them. And I saw the dead, great and small.Standing before the throne, and the books were opened.
我又看见一个白色大宝座与坐上面的，从他面前天地都逃避，再无可近之处。我又看见十二人，无论大小，都站在宝座前，卷案展开了，并且另有一卷展开，就是生命册。死的人都凭着那案卷所记载的，照他们所行的受审判。
When men are judged before God, it matters not.If we're a great king, the great, or simply a servant, the small, all are judged.
当我们在神面前接受审判的时候，不在乎你是一个伟大的君王，或者你是一个奴仆，我们都是要接受这个最后的审判。
And we're exposed for our actions, or deeds, words, and thoughts.
我们的行为，我们的这个做的一些事情，都会在这个时候被。
They're all bare before an all-knowing God.
这一切在在我们这个神面前是完全是透明的。
We have nothing to hide behind. The earth and the sky fled away.
我们没有什么事情我们可以隐藏的。
God looks at our bare souls.
神看我们这个赤裸裸的灵魂。
And unless our names are written in the book of life, we will be judged according to what we have done.
除非我们的名字在写在生命册上，否则我们就会按照我们所做的受审判。
Moses understood very well the judgment of sin.
摩西是很理解这个罪的审判的。
Let's look at Moses' life.
我们看看摩西的生命。
It starts with 40 years of training and waiting.
他可以说是开始是40年是在受训练或者等待。
Growing up in Pharaoh's household, he learns from the wise men of Egypt.
他是在法老的宫殿里长大，而且他是从埃及的很多智慧人那里学到一些东西。
He also learns the traditions of the Hebrews.
他也学到了犹太人的一些传统。
And he felt the plight of his people.
他也能感受到他们自己人民的痛苦。
When in a rage of anger, he murdered the Egyptian.
但是在冲动一怒之下，他杀了一个那个埃及人。
And for the next 40 years, he was sent to exile.In a desert where he became a shepherd.
所以下面的四十年的话，他被逃到一个这个沙漠里面，做一个做当一个牧人。
When he was about 80 years old, God calls him out of the burning bush.
当他八十岁的时候，这个神包括呼召他从这个燃烧的荆棘那个地方。
His task was to lead Israel.Out of the hands of the Egyptians.
他的任务就是带领以色列人从埃及那里出来。
It took a few tries and some supernatural intervention, but Israel finally left Egypt was headed into the Promised Land.
尽管有好多那个困难，他们也有一些有神的帮助，但是以色列人最后他们终于能够离开埃及，到他们前往他们。应许之地。
But then Israel sinned.
但是以色列人还是犯罪。
Many times.
很多次。
One particular sin.
其中一个罪是。
The 12 spies were sent into the promised land.
有十二个探子被送到这个应许之地去侦查。
Now these spies weren't picked because they were covert operatives. They weren't picked because this person can hide under a rock for the longest time.
这些探子他们选这些探子不是因为他们是就是能够躲藏在岩石下很长时间的。
These spies were picked because they were the leaders of the 12 tribes of Israel.
因为这些探子被挑选用他们是这个以色列的十二个支派的领袖。
And they were not sent into a land to determine if they could take the land.
他们到这个地方去，不是去决定是不是他们应该去去占领这块土地。
They were sent into the land to determine strategy and to cast a vision on how they would take the land for Israel.
他们送到的去是希望他们能够找到一个策略，怎么样得到这片土地。
But God already promised the land to Israel.
因为神已经向他们应许了这块土地。
But out of the 12, 10 were cowards.
但是在十二个人中有十个人是胆小害怕的。
The 12 came back and saw the goodness of God. The fruit of the land was good.
这十个人回来，他们看见了这个地上的很多地产，丰富的地产，他们和但是。
But the 10 cowards, they didn't trust God to give them the land.
但是他们没有相信，神会给他们这个应许之地。
And its people follow the leaders in their sin and unbelief.
所以这个以色列人也跟随他们这个领袖开始不相信。
In fact, they didn't want Moses as a leader. They want to find new leader, and they want this new leader to take them back to Egypt.
他们甚至想这个除掉这个摩西，然后找了一个新的领袖带他们回到埃及去。
After this, God says, for the next 40 years, Israel will suffer for their sins.Everyone over the age of 20 would die in the desert.
所以在这个事情之后，神就跟他们说，下面的四十年，以色列人将会在这个为他们的罪，他们要受苦。他们在二十，所有的人在二十岁以上的都会死在沙漠里面。
So for the sin of unbelief, Moses and the Israelites wait 40 more years in the desert.
所以因为他们这个不相信这个罪，是摩西和他们犹太和他们这个以色列人在旷野里又等了四十年。
Sometime during the next 40 years, Moses also sins against God.
在这个四十年中间的一段时间，其实也摩西也是对神犯罪。
The people of Israel constantly complained against Moses and against God.
这个以色列人不断的这个抱怨，向神抱怨，向这个摩西抱怨。
You could probably call the book of Numbers a book of complaints.
可能这个民数记可能称为是一个抱怨的一个书。
One day they complain about not having water in the desert.
有一天他们抱怨他们没有在沙漠里没有水喝。
And once again they say, lead us back to Egypt.
又是他们提出他们想回到这个埃及去。
So God commanded Moses to strike a rock so that water would flow out of a rock.
对神命令这个摩西打击一个岩石块。所以水能够从里头出来。
But Moses, in his anger, was simply striking the rock. He struck the rock twice.
但是神，这个摩西他对神很生气，所以他不是听神的教导，就只打一次，他打了两次。
Water flowed, but for Moses' sin, God says Moses would not enter the Promised Land.
所以水虽然是流出来了，但是因为这个摩西的这个罪，神让摩西没有机会进入到这个应许之地。
How many times do you think Moses wished?In his life, that he did not strike the Egyptian and he did not strike that rock twice.
有多少次你想想，这个摩西可能是不是后悔在后面后悔他没有当时没有杀那个犹太那个埃及人，或者说他没有这个敲这个石头的狮子两次。
How often did he wish that Israel did not sin in their unbelief?
所以很多时候他是不是很多时候他可能希望这个以色列人没有这个。
Moses knows that sin has consequences.
摩西知道这个罪是有它的代价。
And the consequences of sin makes life difficult.
这个罪的代价是让他的生命更加的困难。
And even hidden sin is not hidden from God.
即使是隐藏的罪，在神那里是没也是可以看到的。
Because of sin, our life is toil and trouble.
因为罪，我们的生命是充满了劳苦，充满了烦恼。
70 or 80 years if you're strong. That's it. Or life or toil.
可能能活到70岁，或者说你这个强壮的话，能活到80岁。这是我们，但是我们的生命是充满了劳苦。
What is our hope?
我们的希望在什么？在哪里？
Verse 11 summarizes this problem in a rhetorical question.
在11节的时候是在总结这个问题。
Who considers the power of your anger and watch your wrath according to the fear of you?
谁晓得你的怒气的权势？谁按着你该受的敬畏晓得你的愤怒呢？
Man is but dust, a fleeting grass, withering in the sight of God.
在神眼里，人不过是尘土，而就像这个短暂的这个草一样。
His weakness is magnified in his sinfulness against the wrath of God.
我们的软弱在这个神的因为我们的犯罪在神的怒气所以我们这个软弱更加显明出来。
This would be a bad time for Moses to stop writing.
这个可能是个坏的时间让摩西
So let's turn our attention to verses 12 through 17.
所以我们再下面看一看这个第12到17节。
Psalms ending praise.
这个诗篇是 以赞美结束。
The Psalms capture the range of human experience.
这个诗篇是可以说是描述了人类的一个经验，生活的经验。
It takes us to the highs and lows of life.
就像我们经过这个生命生活的高和低的高高低低。
But the Psalms always point to God.
但是这个诗篇总是让我们指向神。
God is always good.
神永远是好的。
He's always worthy of praise.
他永远配得我们的赞美。
No sorrow is too deep for God.
对神来说没有这个痛苦是太深。
No dilemma is insolvable.
也没有困难是不能解决的。
God is a God of love, God of hope, God of life.
神是一个爱我们的神，神也是给我们希望的神，神也是我们生命的神。
And the Psalms reflect that truth to us.
诗篇给我们这些，告诉我们这些真理。
So in this Psalm, Moses offers a solution in a series of petitions starting in verse 12.
所以在这里，摩西是在给我们有一系列的这个请求。
Yes, teach us.
他告诉我们，指教我们。
Return to us, verse 13.
在13节里面说，回到我们。
Also, have pity on us.
在13节的第二段是说，对，有怜悯我们。
Satisfy us, verse 14.
14节说满足我们。
Make us glad.
15节说让我们高兴。
Show us your work.
给我们看看你的。
And that your favor rest upon us.
让你的恩惠给我们在一起。
And establish our works.
经历我们的工作。
Each of these petitions solve the trouble that humanity has in being weak, mortal, and under God's wrath.
每一个这个请求，它都是解决我们人类的一个问题，在这里我们是软弱，我们是必朽坏的，我们是在神的愤怒之下。
The main petition is in verse 12. So teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom.
主要的教训是在十二节里面说，求你指教我们怎样数算自己的日子，好叫我们得到智慧的心。
Yes, our days are numbered, maybe 70, maybe 80 years.
所以我们的日子是可以数算的，可能70岁、80岁。
Failing to account for time of our life leads to foolishness.
如果我们没有数算自己的日子的话，可能让你会过一个很愚蠢的生活。
By counting for how we spend our time leads to a life of wisdom and ultimately favor with God.
但是如果我们那个数算 我们怎么样花我们在世上日子的话，可以给我们一个生命，充满了智慧的生命，让我们得到神的恩惠。
Numbering or accounting has to do with making decisions.
这个数算日子实际上是一个涉及到你怎么样做一个决定。
That in life there's right, there are wrong, and decisions matter.
在生活中有一个错或者对的决定，这个每个决定都是很重要的。
Whatever total days God gives us, we are accountable to God on how we spend them.
不管有多少天神给我们，我们都对神有这个责任，怎么样去花这个时间。
And how we spend them will result in either an accounting of wisdom or accounting of foolishness.
我们怎么样度过我们的时间呢？是直接决定我们是得到智慧呢，还是？
Wisdom is more than knowledge.
这个智慧不仅仅是一个知识.
It's more than experience.
它不仅仅是一个经历.
Godly wisdom is living life devoted to God according to God's rules.
这个在神里的智慧是一个愿意跟到神的这个规则来过一个 过一个与神为与神同在的这个生活。
John Piper defines God's wisdom as that practical knowledge of how to attain true and lasting happiness.
John Piper 是这么样来定义这个智慧，他说这个智慧是一个教会我们怎么样过一个真正的而且是一个持续的这个快乐的这个生活。
It begins with the fear of the Lord and consists in humbly hearing and doing God's will. Received both in scripture and unique circumstances of the moment.
它开始是用是要必须我们要有一个敬畏的心从神开始，然后我们要有一个谦卑的心，能够听见而且能够行出神的旨意，或者是从他的这个经文里面，或者从我们的生活的各种这个生命中能够体会到这个神的旨意。
Such wisdom is essential because the person who has it finds life and joy, but the person who doesn't finds death and misery.
这个智慧是非常重要，因为有的人他们会有找到生命和快乐，如果没有智慧的人，他们就会。
So from today's psalm, let's look at some ways we can count or number our days.
所以今天我们从这个这篇这个诗篇，我们看一看，学习我们怎么样能够数算自己的日子。
First, live in holy reverence of God.
首先我们要对神存一个敬畏的心。
Fear the Lord. The beginning of wisdom is to fear the Lord.
敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
When we look back on our days, have we lived a life of holy reverence?
我们是不是看一下我们的生活，我们是不是过一个敬畏神的生活呢？
Is God first in our lives?
神是不是在我们的生命中是第一位的呢？
Is Or do we simply worship God with our lips? Our hearts are far away from God.
或者我们是不是仅仅在用嘴巴来崇拜敬拜神，但是我们的心是远离神的呢？
Others or thoughts, words, or actions reveal that God is first in our lives.
我们怎么样？我们的行为，我们的这个说言语，怎么样显出神是我们的生命中的第一位呢？
Think back to 2015. Out of the 52 Sundays, how many Sundays did you come to church?
看看过去的2015年，一共有52个星期天，里面有多少个星期天你们是来教会的呢？
Now, out of those Sundays, how many of them did you come looking forward to worshiping God together in the body of Christ?
在这些礼拜日你们来教会的时候，你们很多时候是不是想着来敬拜神呢？
Most of us have mixed motivations when it comes to come to church to worship.
很多人我们有一个可以说有一个各种不同的这个动机来到教会。
Some come out of habit.
有些人呢可能是一个习惯。
Some come for social reasons.
有些可能是为一个社交的这个需要。
Some for duty.
或者some是有些人是因为一个责任。
And those are mixed motivations, some good, some bad.
这是一些这个各种各样的动机，有些是好，有些肯定不好。
But we should come together to worship God.
那我们来这，我们是应该聚在一起来敬拜神。
To worship Him in song.
用歌声来赞美他。
To be devoted in hearing the words.
来愿意那个听他的
God.
愿意听他的这个神的话语。
To enjoy fellowship with God and with each other.
真正的这个享受我们跟神的相交和互相的这个相交。
Now, how about our daily life?
或者我们这个日常的生活呢？
What is your attitude concerning worship Monday through Saturday?
你从星期一到星期六，你们这个崇拜的这个态度是什么呢？
How do our lives reflect devotion to God, reverence to God when we're at work?
我们当我们在工作当中的时候，我们怎么样显示我们生命是奉献给神呢？
How about with our families?
或者我们和我们家人在一起的时候，
In our personal times,
在我们个人的时间，
Is reverence and devotion to God part of our daily life?
敬畏神或者是敬 崇敬拜神是我们生命中的一个常态吗
？Or are we just 1/7 of a Christian in the church on Sundays？
或者我们就是这个七分之一的基督徒，我们来星期天来教会。
Some people think religion is something we do once a week。
有人认为这个宗教是我们做每个星期做一次就行了。
And tithing is something that we do give to God 10% of our money。
这个十一奉献就是我们给我们收入的十分之一给神就行了。
But that's not God's requirement。
但是那个其实不是神的这个要求。
God demands full submission, not 1/7 days, but every day。
神要求我们完全的这个信靠，完全的这个服从，不仅仅是七天中的一天，而是每一天。
10% of our money for tithe sounds like a lot.
10% 的这个奉献好像听起来很多。
But in reality, God demands 100% of all that we are.
但是在实际上，神是需要我们100%的，我们所有的。
But do we fear? Do we have a holy reverence for God?
所以我们对神存有一个敬畏的心。
As we revere God, we also learn to hate sin.
当我们敬畏神的时候，我们也会学习怎么样这个。
Christians ought to look upon our own sin with disgust.
基督徒通常是看到我们的罪，应该用一个看到我们的罪，用一个厌恶的态度。
Growing up, I had a list of do's and don'ts from my parents and from the church.
当我成长的过程中，我有一个长的清单，什么是该做，什么是不该做，从教会给我们的。
Do not smoke. Do not lie.Actually, they told me not to drink coffee, too. Do not swear.
不要抽烟，也不要说谎，也不要喝咖啡，甚至不要发誓。
Don't watch R-rated movies and so forth.
不要看这个性自己的电影。
And then for things to do, obey your parents, do well in school, behave well, good manners.
遵守尊敬你的父母，然后在学校好好学习，这有一个。有礼貌。
And basically, the idea is that if we're Christians, we obey God and we avoid sin.
所以基本上说的话，我们作为基督徒来说，我们应该是服从神，但是我们要远离罪。
Today, I understand that being a Christian is more than a list of do's and don'ts.
今天我更加理解，其实作为基督徒，不仅仅是说做这个清单上面一些该做哪些不该做。
Being a Christian has to do with a relationship to God, and the do's and don'ts are things that we do to please God.
作为基督徒来说，是我们首先是要跟神有一个关系。我们做这个，我们做这个事情，或者我们不做这个，不去犯罪，是因为我们想让神高兴。
We choose to sin. We choose not to sin because we love God more than sin.
我们不去犯罪，是因为我们爱神。更多爱过这个罪。
We hate sin because God hates sin, and sin leads to punishment and death.
我们恨恶这个罪，因为神也是恨恶罪的，而这个罪导致受惩罚和死亡。
And sin hurts us and the people around us.
而这个罪也是伤害我们和我们周围的人。
Yeah, I still struggle. I have matured in my thought process about sin, but still, part of me secretly loves sin.
但是我还是在这个挣扎，尽管我这个好像有更成熟的一点，对我这个对罪的理解更成熟一些，但是我还是有时候要爱犯罪。
I justify my laziness.
我自己为我的这个懒惰找借口。
I ignore the high calling of loving my wife as Christ of the church.
我也有时没有。我又忘记这个神要求我爱我的太太，就像耶稣爱教会一样。
I'm still selfish.
我仍然是自私。
The struggle still continues in my life.
这个挣扎还是在我生命中继续。
I hate sin.
我这个恨恶罪。
But I don't hate sin enough.
但是我没有恨他足够的恨。
In part, it's because I do not see the severity of sin in my life as God sees it.
原因是我没有看到这个罪的这个严重性在我生命中。
It is too easy to be judgmental of other people's sin and be disgusted with their attitudes and their sin and be blind to our own sins.
很容易我们就是看到别人的这个罪的时候，我们去这个审判，去这个评判，但是我们对自己的罪呢，反而视而不见。
sins of people who chose to be transgender, sins of the rich who are greedy and take advantage of the poor, sins of the violent are easy for us to despise.
有些罪是他们选择去改变他们的性别，有些罪是直接富人他们贪婪，而且去利用穷人。
But we need to learn to hate our own sins the same way, to despise them.
但是我们需要去学习怎么样恨我们自己的罪。
Lord, help us to number our days so that we do not sin against you.
对啊，帮助我们那个数算我们的日子，所以我们不会对你犯罪。
Another way to number our days is to take refuge in God.
另外一个方法数算我们的日子是在神那里找到避难。
Some people look at the first 11 verses of Psalm 90 and fight God against men.
有些人看到这个十一节，在这个十一节时看到是神是一个对抗人的，他们找不到希望。
Others look at the opening verses and see God with men. They find satisfaction.
另外有人他们看到这个刚开始这个章节里面提到神是和人在一起的，他们找到这个在这里面他们找到这个满足。
Isaac Watts rewrote the book of Psalms in the perspective of the New Testament.
Isaac Watts 他重新把这个诗篇用这个新
And this is why he writes about the opening verses of Psalm 90.
这是他怎么写这个诗篇九十篇的这个。
Or God, or help in ages past, or hope for years to come, or shelter from the stormy blast, and our eternal home.
真神是人千古保障，是人将来希望，是人居所抵御风暴，是人永远家园。
Under the shadow of thy throne, thy saints have dwelt secure. Sufficient is the arm alone, and our defense is sure.
在主宝座庇护之下，信徒一同安居，唯赖真神臂膀保护，永远平安无虑。
Before the hills in order stood, or earth received her frame, from everlasting thou art God, to endless years the same.
山川尚未立定以心，大地尚未形成。 远自太初，你便是神，更古直到永远。Yes,
the first 11 verses paint a contrast between the everlasting God and mortal man.
前面十一节实际上讲了这个在永恒的神和这个必死的人之间的一个巨大的反差。But
the truth is not God against man, but rather man is being protected by God.
但是实际上真正的是其实不是。 神去对抗人，而是人被神所保护。
And this is how we number days. Consider days as days spent under the security of God, rather than venturing out on our own in the stormy blast.
这是我们应该怎么样数算自己的日子？我们在神的这个臂膀之下，我们能找到安全，而不是靠我们自己去冒险。
Another way we live, we number days is by living according to God's grace, God's compassion.
另外一个办法，我们要数算自己日子，怎么样学习，怎么样根据神的这个对我们的这个爱来过我们生活。
This is the essence of verses 13 through 15. One of the main characteristics of God is that He's merciful and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love.
这是这里是这个13到15节的这个精髓所在。他说，我们的神是一个有怜悯、有恩典、不轻易发怒、且有丰盛慈爱的神。It
is by God's mercy and graciousness that we must live.
所以是靠神的怜悯和恩典，我们得以生存。Where
our sins have brought down punishment, we ask God, how long will this punishment last?
尽管是我们的罪带来了那个审判，但是我们问神，这个审判会持续多久呢？
Our satisfaction comes from God.
我们的满足来自于神。
It is His love that satisfies us, and that we rejoice.
是他的爱满足了我们，也是他的这个怜悯让我们快乐。
God's mercy and love are sufficient for our joy.
神的怜悯和慈爱足够我们。
This is the essence of Christianity.
这是基督教的这个核心。
That God has chosen to be merciful to us.
神选择对我们选择怜悯我们。
Where we deserve judgment, God gives us mercy, favor, and love through Jesus Christ.
尽管我们应该得的是这个审判，但是神给我们这个爱和怜悯。
Brothers and sisters, God is not a vengeful master who looks for every opportunity to strike us. He's a merciful father who hates sin.
神并兄弟姐妹要大家知道，神并不是一个好像要找一个每个机会来报复我们的一个主人一样，他是一个慈爱的天父，愿意爱我们。
He hates sin as any earthly father hates anything that causes harm to his children.
他恨恶罪，因为这个罪会造成对他的孩子们带来伤害。
But his primary outlook is not judgment, but compassion.
但是他的主要的这个目光不是看到我们，不是让我们看到审判，而是让我们看到他对我们的爱。
He looks for reasons to give compassion to us.
他给我们一个原因，让我们能够得到他的这个爱。
For all who accept Jesus, God's wrath has been vented on the cross.
对我们所有接受耶稣的人来说，神的愤怒已经在十字架上成全了。
If you have children, you will know what it's like.
如果你有小孩，你应该知道是什么意思。
As a parent, you must punish your children so that they may learn and grow up.
所以，作为一个父母来说，你有时候你必须惩罚你的孩子，所以他们知道怎么样学习，怎么样成长。
At times, you correct error with stinging words.
有时候你会批评他们，要改正他们的错误。
At times, the punishment may take different forms.
有时候这个审判可能会有不同的形式。
Taking away favorite toy.
拿走他们最喜爱的玩具
Timeouts
或者让他们待在一边这段时间
Removing certain privileges from them
或者拿掉一些他们的这个特权
Or even for younger children you might spank them
甚至对一些小小孩子是要打他们屁股
But no parents looking forward to punishing the child
但是没有一个父母是期待着去惩罚他的小孩的
No father comes home thinking how will I punish my kid today
没有一个父亲回到家里想我怎么样惩罚我的孩子今天
Even when I have to correct my children I do so with compassion
即使我要改正我的小孩我也多一个是一个完全爱心
With patience
而且是有耐心
I do it with a heart that longs to comfort them even as I dole out punishment upon them
我要惩罚他们其实希望他们能够变好，尽管我用惩罚的方式。
As an imperfect father, I do that.
作为一个不完美的父亲，我也这么做。
But our God, our Father in heaven, loves us more than any parent on earth.
但我们的天父爱我们胜过任何地上的父母。
His compassion is great.
他的爱是足够的。
Another way to account for our days, another way, number of days, is consider our work.
另外一个方式能够数算我们的日子是考虑到我们在工作中。
Verses 16-17 speaks of two kinds of love. two kinds of work.
在十六十七也提到一种这个工作。
Verse 16 is the great work that God does, the great deeds that God does.
十六节是讲这个神做的工作。
Perhaps Moses here recalls God's work in creation as he writes Genesis.
可能摩西这个提到是想到神的这个创造的大的工作。
Or he remembers God's work in delivering the Israelites out of Egypt.
或者他是指的神把以色列人从埃及带出来的这个工作。
And in verse 17 speaks of man's work.
在十七节的时候是提到人的工作。
Man's work is only successful.If it's in conjunction with God's work.
人的工作只有跟神的工作结合一起才有可能成功。
In God's work of creation,
在神的创造的工作中
Adam and Eve can choose to work with God by ruling over the created order.
亚当和夏娃他们可以选择跟神同工，能够管理神创造的一切。
Or they could work against God by disobeying God.And thereby bringing death into the world.
他们也可以选择是不听从神的，然后 结果把这个惩罚带给所有的后代。
Likewise in the Exodus event.
就像这个埃及这个出埃及。
It is God who works to free the Israelites out of slavery.
是神是他的大能让以色列人。
The plagues are supernatural.
神的这个超自然力量。
But Moses and Aaron work with God. Moses tells the Pharaoh to let my people go.
但是摩西和埃伦和神是同工，他们一起带领以色列人出埃及。
And Pharaoh's work is against God.
这法老的工作是跟神作对的。
We spend a significant amount of time at work.
我们花了相当一部分的时间在我们工作中。
And for students, it's studying so that they may prepare to work.
所以对学生来说，这个工作就是学习，所以他们能为将来做准备。
So we need to account for how we work.
所上的日子，你要想想怎么样你在工作中所上的日子。
We work for God or against God?
我们是为神做工呢，还是对对抗神
？There is no neutral job.
没有这个中间的地带。
Two people may have the same job description, do the same type of work day in day out.And yet one may honor God, and one may dishonor God by his work.
两个人可能做一个同一份工作，同样的这个事情每天，但是他们可以选择是荣耀神还是这个不荣耀神。
One worker may cut corners, fudge the time card, lie to clients, gossip, take advantage of people, abuse privileges, or take credit for other people's work.
有人你可以选择，就是说抄捷径啊，或者这个篡改你的这个工卡的时间卡，然后对客户撒谎，这个传这个小道消息，利用别人，甚至是滥用你的职权，或者是为别人的工作而你这个把别人的工作拿过来说你自己的工作。
Another man worked diligently, cared for his teammates, worked cheerfully with coworkers.Honor bosses without complaining, and give credit where credit is due.
另外一个人可以选择是努力工作，关心他的这个伙伴，而且在工作中是一个快乐的心，愿意，而且对他的这个老板也不抱怨，而且该给这个称赞别人的时候，也给别人称赞。
The motivations for work may be different.
这个动机和这个工作的动机可能是很不一样的。
One may hope to gain riches so that he may retire early, or spend money on the luxuries of this world.
有个人可能想这个早点发财，他可以早点退休，这样他可以花钱在这个享受这个奢华的生活。
Another may work to support his family, help the poor, give to missions work.
另外一个人可能想是努力工作，所以他可以那个支持他的家庭，那个帮助这个穷人，而且也支持这个传福音的工作。
You should work for or against God.
你的工作
Consider how you spend your days.
你的工作是为神工作呢，还是反对神呢
？God wants to bless us.
神希望能够祝福我们。
He desires our days be full of joy.
他希望我们的
work be prosperous.
他希望我们的每天的生活充满了快乐，我们的工作也是成功的。
And for this, we need to learn to number our days.
所以我们因为这个，我们要学习怎么样数算我们的日子。
Number our days according God's accounting.
根据神的这个计算，我们来数算我们的日子。
How will your tally look like in
2016? 你的2016年的计划是什么呢？
Were our numbering before wisdom or foolishness?
我们是根据这个神的智慧呢，还是好像我们做一个愚蠢人一样？
May each day be lived with holy reverence toward God.
希望你们每一天都能这个过一个敬畏神的生活。
May each day be characterized by hatred of sin.
希望你每一天都是一个那个憎恶神憎恶这个罪。
May we dwell each day in the security of God's house.
每一天你们都在神的家中能找到安全。
Live under His mercy.
在他的怜悯 命之下。
And may God bless us in our work.
但是也能保守我们的工作。
Let the favor of the Lord, O God, be upon us, and establish the work of our hands upon us. Yes, establish the work of our hands.
愿主我们神的荣美归于我们身上。愿你经历我们手所做的工，我们手所做的工，愿你经历。